set an entire neighborhood on fire.
This is the V-Man here for 96.3 FM, Free Radio Santa Cruz, and I'm on the phone. What name do you want to use?
Rhizome.
I'm on the phone with Rhizome, who's calling from Washington, D.C. And he's kind of bring us up to date on what's gone down there in the last day or two. How you doing today?
Hey, I'm pretty good. It was an incredible thing that happened yesterday. It started out very tense when we got a call at the Independent Media Center in D.C. That the FCC was knocking on the door of the low-power FM station, Mobilization Radio 97.5. And we proceeded to the event to cover it and document what was going on. When we got there, there was only one guy out there who was apparently the FCC agent, and an older guy in a yellow rain jacket. And he immediately went inside, and we started asking people what was up. And eventually more police came, and then a few more activist and media people came, and then a lot more police came, and they blocked off the building and put a police line up, and we were able to gather at that point that from the officer in charge that, in fact, they did not have a search warrant, and that they didn't even know what was going on in there, the police, that is.
Right, so they had armed
a low-power radio station, and they were kind of in disbelief that all this had happened, and then suddenly, and then at that point, someone had made a call to the mobilization folks, and about 200 or 300 people, some reports say 400, marched down the street with puppets chanting and drums and everything, and confronted the police basically and demanded that they leave within 5 minutes.
Really?
The police, with
within 5 minutes.
Situation. We're forced to say, okay, we're leaving, give us 5 minutes. And we cleared the streets and went to the sidewalk, and they left within 30 seconds, both the FBI, the Metropolitan Police, and the FCC. And the broadcasters that were in there were released from the building by the activists and shuttled off somewhere, and apparently the equipment was saved.
Wow. Were there any broadcasts heard later in the evening?
No. I think the station had been shut down. I mean, that they had voluntarily shut down a little while before.
Right. I imagine they would when the riot cops stormed in, that they probably pulled the plug. That's perfectly understandable. I was just curious if they had went back on after, you know, getting out with the equipment intact.
I don't think so. No further broadcasts were heard.
And so you said you were working with the Independent Media Center. Why don't you talk a little bit about what that experience was like for you?
Okay. Well, the Independent Media Center was, of course, an extension of what happened in Seattle and in the recent biodevastation actions against genetic engineering in Boston. Basically, a space that's set up for independent journalists of all sorts, all mediums, to come together and pool their resources and report on the events that the corporate press is spinning to their corporate henchmen plans. So this space was located really close to the protest zone, and it was incredible. There was over between 300 and 400 independent journalists that signed up and took part.
And what was your role there?
Well, I was one of the, I was just one of the people working there, helping coordinate things, both on video and doing a little bit on helping people to upload, you know, teaching them the technology, whereas if they came in with an incredible audio sound clip or a photo, we'd show them how to immediately put it on the web. We'd provide computers for them to type up their stories and put up to their webpage. The webpage, of course, is dc.indymedia.org.
Right. You guys did a fine job, I must add. You've helped us provide content for our listeners here at Free Radio Santa Cruz.
Well, that was the point. And, you know, there was a lot going on. I think it was a real revolution in terms of what happens with independent media, where we had Studio X in Seattle broadcasting live coverage of what was going on through independent reports and people calling in from the street. We had Mobilization Radio broadcasting live
to the protesters,
you know,
in
the
D.C.
local community. And we had, you know, all kinds of stations all over the world pulling down our media and informing the people. And the really exciting thing is we're heading to New York right now.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
We're going to be editing the video. If anybody there saw a showdown in Seattle, which was the video about the WTO protest, this one is going to be akin to that. It's going to be a one-hour video. Coalition of video activists are putting it together, and it'll be satellite uplinked on Friday. So someone in Santa Cruz should be calling the public access station and demanding that they download this thing. It doesn't cost them a penny, and you'll be able to watch it.
Wow, cool. That's
right. And that'll happen Friday.
So on yesterday, Monday, when you were at the IMC, the Independent Media Center in D.C., and you got this phone call, you immediately went down to the scene of the micro-powered radio station. What was it like for you to walk upon this scene with riot cops and 300 demonstrators mobilizing right away?
Well, it didn't really happen right away. We were the first to arrive. Like,
oh, really?
There was only a few people there.
Wow.
And one by one, first some undercover cops showed up, then the FBI showed up, and then the Metropolitan Police showed up. And then when they realized that the activists knew about it, they sent in a bunch of police with their clubs and everything. And they were really confused because none of them had any idea what was going on. And even the police sergeant who was there, when we asked him if they had a search warrant, he told us that they didn't. And when we told them that what was happening inside was a low-power FM station, he couldn't believe it. And I think that was part of the reason why they were able to leave so quickly, because they had no justification to be there anyway.
Right.
And he had basically pulled them into a real dangerous situation illegally.
It just goes to show you that the powers that be, the IMF, the World Bank, and the police all working together with the Federal Communications Commission and the FBI, what lengths they will go to try and silence us. I mean, we had journalists from independent community radio stations and from community publications that were denied access to any of these meetings or press conferences. And
every independent media person that applied was denied a license, and that's being taken up with the National Lawyers Guild also. You know, but it also shows, Vinny, that the people can prove that the FCC has absolutely no legitimacy, just like the Congress recently proved,
right?
You know, telling them that their bill is that their new ruling
report
is
and order, right?
So you know, the people, this was an amazing show that the people can kick these federales out of a unfair, unconstitutional, and illegal search.
Fuck 'em.
Yeah, we're getting comments from Skidmark Bob in the background saying fuck 'em.
So, all right, man, fuck the FCC, and, you pirates keep on going there.
We will, and we hope to see you soon here in Santa Cruz, Mr. Rhizome.
All right.
And back on the airwaves.
Good work, okay?
And we will. I just wanted to
download that satellite feed on Friday.
Friday? Pardon me?
All right, cheers.
All right, have a good afternoon. Thanks for the update.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that was a former programmer, Rhizome, calling in from Washington, D.C., with reports on the attempted shutdown of Mobilization Radio yesterday, April the 17th, in Washington, D.C. Mobilization Radio, of course, was in response to the IMF World Bank meetings and was put on the air primarily to broadcast news and information to the local community and to the people in the streets and give them updates on what is going on out there and where hot spots are in town.